We have county roads, culverts, low water bridges, and all of our signs. In a shapefile, it is easier for, especially the PSD citywide, it is easier for them to take it from that shapefile, however their gurus do it, and then can automatically put it in their system.
But we can get the information.
We can, okay. Yes, yes.
And then, do you know why there's such a price differences between all the different, I mean, is like RICEFW Technologies, are they just offering stuff that we didn't even ask for? I mean, why are they $633,000 and what we're looking at $67,000?
Honestly, that is a very good question.
Okay. I didn't know if there was, if you guys knew.
No, I honestly, it was, this is a little intimidating. I've never done quite something into this scale. I sat down and I read through everything because I know what we needed for the road and bridge department. I know how many more years I have left until I can retire. It's several. So going through what this is, I personally, unless somebody a lot younger comes in and wants to find something way down the road, I want to keep this for as long as I possibly can. And everything that I read and everything the vendor sent, I also kept in mind, I've worked out on the roads with the boys. I know what we have to track, so I've seen both elements of it, and I know how they deal with certain things, and technology for some of them is a whole lot. And with that being said, that's the reason why.
Oh, I just, I mean, one's $633,000, one's $450,000,
yeah.
One's $180,000, and then we go down to $235,000,
correct.
$245,000, $60,000. Anyway, that's why I was asking.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever is that big of a difference, it's like, okay, why?
Yeah, and a lot of them did have several aspects on when they turned in their bid that had a lot of verbiage that was the computer end of it. Yeah.
Jack, you looked over it?
I did. Basically, they took the lead on it.
But you're good with the recommendation, I guess. Who's going to be dealing with it more, you, Bridget?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. All right,
everybody. Anything from you, Mr. Keys?
No.
Good. Thank you all. I would entertain a motion at this time.
Move to award bid number 202504-578 for Fleet S. For asset and fleet management software to PSD Citywide Incorporated at Irving, Texas.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Any more questions for Bridget?
No.
We may have a couple.
No, we're good.
Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you
all.
Guys.
Thank you. Bridget, good job.
Thank you.
Thank you for being nice, Brandon.
It's not usually what you call me.
She'll do it.
I know she will. I'm surprised I got a Brandon. That's something derogatory.
All right. Next, we have the approval of personnel policy revision. This will be for revision number 21, which is just updating the animal control department and administrator for our county highway department. With us this morning, we have Ms. Dawn Blue. Good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't know if you wanted to also do an update to the planning and zoning.
You know that.
My copy did not have the update on it.
Mine does not either, so yes.
So
good catch.
Make that adjustment and
add that to revision 21.
Yes.
Okay. Update that to Cody Stice from Scott Sterrett.
So we're going to make that change.
Correct.
And we'll get you a new one when Dawn gets back. She's got the format.
Just sign.
As Tammy can do it, we'll get it correct.
Anything else?
That's all I see.
That's it.
So it was animal control, planning and zoning, and county highway administrator, mm-hmm. The three.
The three.
Move to approve the personnel policy revision 21 with amendments or with corrections.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll put a note on mine here that we'll be waiting for a new update. Next, we have the approval for the City of Hollister request for funding agreement for the oxidation ditch mixing motor upgrade project construction phase. With us this morning, Environmental Specialist and Services, Mr. John Suti. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you like me to read the staff report, sir?
Please.
Okay. The City of Hollister is requesting the approval of a funding agreement specific to the above referenced project, which is the oxidation ditch mixing motor upgrade project. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $97,624. This amount will cover the cost to provide for the upgrade of one mixing motor that has ceased to function as intended due to age and use. This project will also provide for the purchase of another mixing motor to be used for a future upgrade to another unit the city has operation concerns about. The installation of this new equipment will improve the performance and operational efficiency of the wastewater treatment facility. The city is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until October 1st, 2025 to provide sufficient time for the project to be completed and all board approval and reimbursement process requirements to be met. The city's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on June 5th, 2025. Three copies of this agreement were sent to an attorney representing the county commission who has approved each copy as the form. This project meets the criteria for approval under the sewer sales tax guidelines. This is the one that we met upstairs. We had a work session on probably a couple of months ago with the city staff.
And if I recall right, these motors, it takes a little while to get them. Was that, Brent, was that six months?
That was 6 weeks.
6 weeks. Okay. So I was referencing to Mr. Brent Daniels with the City of Hollister in that question. He is accompanied this morning with the Director of Economic Development, Mr. Lamar Patton, if anybody is questioning who's in the audience. So.
Would one of you gentlemen be able to explain to the online listeners like the function of the mixing motors and why they're important to functions?
Yeah, the mixing motors, Brett can probably explain that a lot better than I can in detail since he deals with them on a daily basis.
You want to step up here to where they can hear you, Brent?
But not too much detail.
Yeah, not too much detail.
They basically keep the product in suspension and aeration basin 2, which would be our activated sludge bugs. When we're not in an aeration cycle, they keep everything suspended and keep it moving. And there's two in each basin, and this would be for aeration basin 2.
Thank you.
And we do have a letter with us here from Keck Phillips LLC, the attorneys representing Tenney County in this case, or this instance, dated May 16th, 2025, approving the agreement as to form.
Any other questions?
I do not.
I don't. Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Tenney County and the City of Hollister for the oxidation ditch mixing motor upgrade project.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank
you, John. Thank you, Brent. Thank you, Lamar. Next, we have the approval of agreement for the exterior commercial painting services, file number 25-064, maintenance. If you recall, within the last 2 weeks, we had a bid award, and today we have the agreement for the exterior commercial painting of the courthouse. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated June 10th, 2025, approving the agreement as to form. With us this morning, we have Mr. Scott Terpening, Building and Grounds Administrator, Supervisor.
Hi, everyone.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Do you guys have any questions on it?
I have none with the agreement.
I'm trying to find, the scope. I guess that was in the original bid, wasn't it?
It was.
Yes, sir. They're to repair and fix the issue.
Move to approve the agreement for exterior commercial painting services by and between American Painting Incorporated and Tenney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sooner Thanks, we move on what we've been working on, then okay. they'll be ready to get going.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thanks. Next, we have the approval of the SB 190 applications. What we have in front of us today is a list for approval. There is none on here. There are no
recommendations
to deny. To deny, yeah. Sorry, I was drawing a blank there. With us this morning, we have Taney County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
You guys have any questions?
None.
Do not.
Move to approve the SB 190 applications numbered 1987 through 2150.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, next we have our court orders, abatements, and add-on report. With us from Taney County Clerk's Office, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
We have just the one erroneous assessment in front of us this morning.
Correct.
This is on the equipment for a known nonprofit in the area.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have any questions on it?
I don't.
Do not.
Do you want just the abatement number? Or do you want? Let's just do the abatement. Move to approve abatement number 214-06.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. I have 9:47. We'll be in recess at this time.
Man, I was drawing a blank.